A Tory came late through Westminster Hall, and as he passed by heard a citizen bawl, "The judges are perjured and we are undone, our liberty's lost, our charter is gone. This comes of our prating since college is dead, this comes of plotting without Tony's head, for he had more wit in his treason by half, as he hooked himself on, he crooked himself off." He scarce had said this when a baron approached that ruined two sisters, the younger debauched. The reason he cried, I'm loath to describe, he would have a maiden head out of the tribe. The next came a peer, the knight of great fame, one famous for stabbing, the other was lame. Oh heavens, in what a strange age do we dwell, when bullies reform and cripples rebel. With them the sweet speaker we was, I saw, his head full of projects but empty of law, for he, 'tis observed, has been dull as a dog since Pat batooned him for calling him rogue. Pert, warp, and win, and mutinies breed, yet still in the cause for no purpose of fee, for Craydock will offer himself for the drudge if either of them will be fit for a judge. Old Nair at all ages in faction was chief, now mumbles by rote, ne'er lurking is brief, but rotten rebellion will never last long. He spit out his teeth and will cough out his tongue. Now by the recorder new cards must be played, that body of law with a Saracen's head, that spaniel like fawns on the king to his face, and yet make the Whigs just amends for his place. For magistrate patience, I plainly confess, I've little to say because he's in distress, but he that sat in the city's great chair would a pillory grace, so I wish he were there. Dubois and Pailon, the city shamsherifs, whose truth and whose loyalty no man believes, that arrested the mayor and no danger he saw, to keep from self-hanging I leave to the law. For law they complain, of the lawyers they boast, they're pleased till by law they the CH had lost. Law, law was the cry of the mutinous crew, the devil and if they had law enough now. Scribe Clean's wife decked with the spoils of the poor, embroidered in scarlet like Babylon's whore, but let me advise him to strip off her red and make her a petticoat of a green bed. Old players grown rampant, they picked up a whore, and swore he'd recant and be Whiggish no more. By Tories made drunk in the company's view, the saint kissed her coat and drank huss in her shoe. Now listen, ye Whigs, and hear what I speak. A monarch like heaven can give and can take, but you for rebellion no reason can bring. So hang yourselves all, and God save the king.